Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of our podcast. My name is Kelly, as known as Eugen. I am a YouTuber. I make vlogs and just casual fun videos, and I just graduated from high school, so I am the younger one of the sister co-hosts.
This is Jenny, Kelly's older sister. I'm 6 years older than her, so I'm definitely way out of school. I'm currently working full-time from home due to COVID, and this is our podcast.
We're gonna do a little fun intro because we try to do that every episode. And actually, we would love to know like what you guys think of these, because every episode we try to switch it up a little bit. So sometimes we'll just look up random questions on Google and try to find fun questions to answer, and sometimes we'll just do our weekly update, sometimes we'll share our weekly goals. So we just want to know what you guys enjoy the most, because every week we're like, wait, what are we doing for intro? So this week we kind of don't know, but I think we should just do updates. I don't know. So for my update, I've been in Korea. I told you guys last week, but if you didn't get to listen to our episode last week, I'm in Korea. I haven't really announced it anywhere, but I did announce it on Instagram yesterday. I'll talk about it in my upcoming YouTube video. So yeah, it's been fun getting out and actually seeing my friends again after like months of being isolated back at home. And after 2 weeks of quarantine here, I feel like I'm finally able to breathe and like just live my life. It's definitely still not normal here. Like, it feels normal, but it's not normal. It's a little weird, and I'm still really paranoid of the virus, so I've been trying to be really careful and stuff. But compared to the States, it definitely feels more normal. So I feel like if we all put in the effort to like be careful and to be super duper cautious when we're meeting up with friends and at work, at school, I feel like Korea's about to like really recover after this like second peak, they say. But like, it's not too bad right now, so I'm hopeful.
Yeah, in America, there's this joke going around saying like, oh, if the first wave never ends, there will be no second wave. Because other countries, they've been recovering and then they've been worried about a second wave. But here, it's like the first wave never even ended, which is pretty bad. So I've been pretty bored too. I only have a couple friends here, but they've all been quarantining with their family for the most part. I saw them a couple times, but it's only like three of us, you know, it's a very small circle. And we're actually projected to be in phase four already soon, which is pretty good because our state has been very, very strict from the beginning. So I'm hoping that we don't have another increase, because I know from protests and people enjoying their summers outside, it's been very dangerous still. So that's my update. I'll be going back home, like to our family home for a while, because I won't be going back to work anytime soon, and I'd rather be at my family's house instead of being here in my apartment alone. So that's something I'm looking forward to.
And you guys are gonna be all together without me. I'm gonna feel left out.
Yep.
I'm sad, but I'm not, because I'm living my best life here.
I'll be enjoying the only child vibes.
Okay.
With mom and dad.
This week's topic is going to be about summer. We just wanted to compare and contrast summer in Korea and in the States, because I definitely feel like there's a difference. There are some similarities, but mostly they're different. And every time my sister and I are in Korea, it's during the summer, because that's when our break's the longest. So we recognize the dramatic differences because we're always here during the summer.
First, we want to talk about the culture of summer, because I feel like in the United States, summer is a whole culture itself. Like, it's a whole vibe itself. It's a whole season of just like
good vibes.
Yes. So if you don't know, summer break is very, very long in the United States. It's almost 3 months or more for some people. And in the fall, you become a new, you go into a new grade. So the summertime is when you're ending off your school year. You're ready to have fun. You're ready to go on vacation. And most of the times the weather is really great. So I feel like that's where all the good vibes are coming from.
Yeah, and also, speaking of like starting a new grade in the fall, summer is usually when everyone's kind of like, because it's so long, everyone disconnects from like group of friends that are they're not like super close with. So during the 3 months, you only see like your really, really, really close friends and like your family. So that period of time is when you're glowing up. So especially in like middle school, it was so crazy how like people would grow like 7 inches during the summer. Like they would come back to school in the fall as like a completely new person. And I think that's also kind of funny and something that's like fun to point out. And I feel like because it's so long, everyone or students, especially like high school mainly, summer is a time where they really just disconnect and live their best lives doing whatever they want, because we don't really have like places to go to. We literally don't have anything to do unless you're like an overachiever or like you like staying active and go to like summer camps and do all these activities. But you have the option to like choose that for yourself and you just have an empty slate.
I have a quick question. Is summer your favorite season?
Yes.
Okay, so my favorite season is also summer, so this episode might be a little bit biased, but I'm just saying summer is kind of the superior season, and you're allowed to have different opinions, but we're just going to be having that perspective of like, summer is my favorite season, you know?
But the thing is, I feel like I love summer because most of the times I experience summer in the States. If I lived in Korea my whole life, summer would not be my favorite season. It would be my least favorite. And we're just going to tell you why we have this mindset, because throughout the episode, you're going to be like, yeah, how could you not like summer there? Even now, you're probably listening and be like, you guys get 3 months of doing nothing. Like, what the heck? Of course, that's your favorite season.
Well, that's not true for people who are working, but if you're a student, then you definitely agree with that part. And let's get into why it's different in Korea. So Korea, their summer break is not like the US. You just get a normal, quick little like month break in between semesters, because that's not a start of a new grade for them. It's just in between semesters. So it doesn't make sense for it to be super long. And I feel like that makes students stay in school when it's very hot, humid, and it's not an enjoyable experience. Like, imagine going to school in the heat and then having to study and take finals and be very busy during summer, you know? Like, that's very sweaty and gross, and I feel like I would be very easily irritated.
Well, I live in a really hot state, so even when I go back to school in the fall, it's still like 95 degrees and like hot and disgusting and humid. But that's true. And also, I feel like Korean students don't really like fantasize about summer, because even if they have breaks, it's not really a break. A lot of the high school students still go to academies and like are even busier during their breaks because they're like grinding when they don't have school. And they don't really have that like, oh, it's summer, I'm not gonna do anything vibe.
Yeah.
But that's on different education systems. Before we move on to like the next little topic of summer though, I just want to say to like see in bigger picture, summer is like a season of good vibes and like freedom in the States, and summer is just like a hot sweaty season in Korea. We're gonna talk about the weather, because summer weather is something else, and it's something that is that like makes or breaks summer, the season, for a lot of people, because some people are really like, they don't mind the heat, they don't mind the humidity, but I do. So let's talk about it. In Korea, it is very, very humid, and oh my gosh, especially in like Daegu, it's hot and humid. And I'm not saying like hot as in like 30 degrees Celsius. It's like 37, 38 degrees Celsius. Like that is hot. Like over 100 degrees Fahrenheit hot and humid. And it just feels like I am in a sauna. It feels like I am in a steam sauna. It feels like I am like suffocating with the stuffy air.
Like she mentioned, we have a lot of family members in Daegu, and whenever we're in Korea for the summer, we would stay there because it makes sense to be near family, you know? And I remember every day I would, you know, get ready and go out to take the subway or a bus, and it would still be like 9:30 a.m. because I wanted to like avoid the lunchtime heat and just get out in the morning. I would still be sweating my butt off on my walk to the subway station. Like it feels like I am wet and my skin is just dripping of warm sweat.
Yeah, and we always have a bad experience because in Korea, we're always using public transportation. We're always walking. Like just driving somewhere isn't our option. So if you're in Korea and you have the option to drive, you're definitely not going to experience this as much. And maybe you really like summer because you get to just wear your normal clothes, drive somewhere and go to work, and you will never really feel this heat and like have to experience walking in this humid weather. But for us, it's like every single day we're here, every single day we want to go outside and have fun because we gotta make the most out of our trip here. But then walking and taking the subway is like our only option. So every day we're just sweating our butt off.
And also because it's so hot and humid, like your dependency on air conditioning is so strong and so crucial. And it's worse because like the air conditioning electricity bill is so expensive in Korea. Like it's not normal for families to just like blast air conditioning all day every day during the summer, you know? Like it's
a luxury.
Yes, it's a luxury to have air conditioning. But when you do have air conditioning, like it hits different because you've been just craving that artificial cold air. Yeah. It's insane. So like in subways or in department stores or in like very nice air-conditioned buildings, like you want to be looking out for those because you will die if you don't make stops in between.
And you know what's so funny, like in this, when I get on the subway, it's like you never know what kind of subway you're gonna be on. Like some subways are really cold and like it just feels so good when you get in, and some subways are just stuffy and they don't have air conditioning blasting, and I'm like, well, that's great, because after like 20 minutes of walking and 20 minutes of like waiting for a subway, I get on the subway and it's like still hot and you're surrounded by other hot sweaty people. It's kind of nasty. But I feel like, imagine living in New York City and like having to ride subway in the summer, like you're still gonna have the same experience. But because we don't live in New York City and we don't have to experience the same thing in the States, we have different experiences.
Where I live though, like summers aren't that hot. It still gets pretty hot during the day, but it's perfect when you get that nice like breezy air in the evening. So it's like the perfect summer. So that's why I like summer, just a side note.
Okay. I want to talk about air conditioning. Because in school in the States, not even during the summer, but up until like end of fall, school blasts air conditioning, and every few class, like a block of the area, has like their own air conditioning control. And some teachers will be coming to school in their full-on suits. And of course, they're not going to feel the cold air. So, like, they would put it on, like, 68 Fahrenheit, which is not a good temperature for you to be indoors. So, I would always be so cold. But the thing that I realized when I first came to the States is that people here, or people in the States, are really, like, they have, I feel like they have thicker skin than we do or something. Or they're just, like, so used to cold air. Because they're just sitting in the 68 degree Fahrenheit classroom with, like, a tank top on. And I'm like, are you not freezing to death? Because I'll be wearing jeans and I'll be wearing a hoodie in class. And I would still be like, oh my gosh, my ankle is freezing. And there are people in shorts and tank tops.
Wait, I have a funny thought. So, you know how in Korea or in Asian culture, when you have a baby, they like shelter the baby so much. Like even if it's summer, they will literally wrap their babies in like blankets and make sure they're protected and very, very warm, you know? But in the States, not every baby mom is going to wrap their babies in blankets in the summer. Like babies be wearing tank tops and swimsuits.
Or like just a diaper.
Exactly. So I was like, I thought it was very odd at first because I was so used to seeing like babies bundled up all year round because I grew up in Korea. But
do they
I
really?
Think that's why yes. I've never seen a Korean baby in like a swimsuit. Like even at the beach, they'll be wearing like a full on like pajama set and they would be so worried that the baby's gonna be cold or exposed to like the sun or whatever.
Oh, so, yeah, they're wearing like rash guards, like long sleeve.
Yes, so I thought maybe that's why Americans grow up more used to like being cold, because even at work too, they're blasting air conditioning almost all year round except the winter. So I like people who aren't used to that, we have to carry like cardigans or a jacket and just like, you know, like a little grandma sitting in the office just like yeah. bundled up in our cardigan in the summer.
It's like that in Korea too though. It's just like so different every building and every subway train. So you never know what you're gonna get, so you gotta carry a jacket. And I feel like I have to carry a jacket because let's just talk about clothes, because this is like a good segue into talking about clothes. I like wearing tank tops and shorts when it's hot because I don't like sweating like through my clothes and like feeling sweaty under my clothes. So it's natural for me to want to wear tank tops and shorts and like expose some of my arms and legs so that I am able to cool off when I get hot. But in Korea, a lot of people are more on the conservative side throughout summer, and it's rare to find other people wearing short shorts and tank tops, especially when you're on the subway. So I don't mind wearing like summer, very summery clothes when I'm just walking on the street, because it's like I can find other people wearing summery clothes on the streets too. But then when I get on the subway, I feel like more eyes are on me because you're just like, you know, like closed off space with other people. And I feel a little self-conscious and I feel like people are gonna judge me. I don't know if they do or not, but I feel like they're gonna judge me. So I always have like a long sleeve shirt or like a cardigan so that I can cover up, and also to just stay warm because some subways are very cold.
That is literally my least favorite thing about Korea in the summer, because I too like to wear tank tops, short shorts, and to just be completely free of sweat, you know, because, you know, it's summertime, it's warm. I would like to just walk around and get a tan and not feel suffocated in my clothes, you know. But like what you said, people in Korea be wearing long pants and long sleeve shirts and long dresses. And honestly, like that style is not for me. Like even in general, I would not grab a long skirt or a very covered up like top, because it's just, like, it doesn't even have to do with, like, being conservative or not. It's just, like, not my style, you know? Like, yeah. I'd rather wear jean shorts and a t-shirt instead of, like, trying to fit into, like, the summer fashion of Korea. So that was very hard for me. Like, I would try to fit in and wear, like, long jeans and a covering top, but then I would be suffocating and drowning in my own sweat, wondering why I did this to myself. But then if you don't, you feel self-conscious and you feel like you're from somewhere else and people are staring at you because you're wearing something different.
I feel like a lot of us who visit Korea during the summer but live in the States are probably going to like relate to this a lot. Because I don't know, for me too, I feel like I feel the pressure to like fit in, and I feel the pressure to like, because every clothing store kind of sells really similar things, I feel the need to be wearing a certain type of outfit or to be wearing a certain type of clothes, but I don't want to. But like, I start to think, maybe I want to. Like, what do I want? Do I want to fit in and look like everyone else and be comfortable in that sense that you're fitting in with everyone else, but be uncomfortable because I'm hot and sweaty and just like, because it's not my type of clothes? Or do I want to be comfy because I'm wearing my own clothes that I like, but like uncomfortable with other people's attention and like judgments?
But also, if you think about summer clothes in the States, they're the very opposite. So like very tiny crop tops. If you go to like a beach city or any place in the South or in the West Coast, you can normally see people in like tops that are the size of a bikini top, and people will be wearing swimsuits and all kinds of very short, minimal, like strappy clothing. And that is also not my style too. So like, I'm stuck somewhere in the middle of Korea and the United States, and it's kind of annoying because I could never find like perfect clothes for me, because it's either like beachy teen like itty bitty things, or it's gonna be like long and wide legged or linen like long sleeves, you know?
You definitely fit in Europe. That's like where you belong during the summer, because I feel like Europe people, they're like in the middle. They're not super conservative, but they're not super exposed. But I feel like for me, I'm more like, my summer style is more close to like how it is in the States. But it also shocked me when we first went to the States, because I went to the States when it was during the summertime. So like, I would see people walking around in like swimsuits. And I'm like, is that legal? Or like, I would see people running outside without a shirt on. And I'm like, is that legal? So yeah, there's definitely like a culture shock everywhere you go. But at least I just really like that no matter, like in Korea, there's kind of a standard, or like there's a standard that if you're gonna wear exposed clothing, then you have to be fit and skinny to not be judged. If you are not skinny and fit and wear a tiny tank top and shorts, you're considered as like, why are you doing that to other people? Like, why are you making other people see that? Which is so offensive and so wrong. But in the States, because everyone dresses that way and everyone is used to dressing that way for years, you don't have to feel that. You don't have to feel the pressure. And it doesn't matter what type of body you have. Everyone kind of embraces it. And they don't care because it's summer and you're just wearing it for yourself because you're hot. So it's so common for you to see all different types of body types wearing like crop tops and tank tops and shorts. And I feel like that's just so body positive and so encouraging for a lot of people to just wear whatever they want.
Mm-hmm. This might be a little side note, but on body positivity, I thought the United States was like almost completely free of that, because like you said, a lot of people with different body types, they just wear whatever they want, and normally you don't find people being offensive on the streets. But when I got into TikTok, and if you come across these like perfect looking girls, there would be so many comments on like, I wish I looked like that, or I'm gonna starve myself, and like their body type is not represented. So people are feeling the need to comment stuff like that. And that's when I realized that no country or no generation is gonna be completely free of body image issues, you know? So that was kind of sad, but at least here it's more open and more normalized for people to wear whatever they want.
I just had like an aha moment, but also body positivity. I feel like because America is multiracial and people from many countries and just different backgrounds live there, it's so common for us to see different body types and to see different types of people. But in Korea, because, you know, like 99% of the people here are Korean, Asians are just more like petite and small in general. So we only see like a very limited amount of body types. And because K-pop is so huge and we have this like huge culture around like just being skinny and being tiny, that these body types aren't represented. And because they're not represented, a lot of people feel the need to like just cover up, and they don't have the confidence, or they don't feel like it's right for them to wear certain type of clothes they want.
And I know this is not our topic, but one advice, I guess, could be I became like completely free of like all those thoughts when I realized that I could just start looking into YouTubers or models or online shopping sites that have similar body type as I do. Like, you don't have to be staring at models on Instagram and thinking why you can never buy their clothes. Like, that's just not gonna make sense. So if you're stuck somewhere where you're like obsessed and like upset over why your body is not a size zero or whatever, like, there are plenty of people out there who have like normal body types or similar body types as yours. So like, actively looking for people who look like you or people who wear the clothes that you want to wear with your body, like, it helps.
And people who are proud of it too. This is kind of like our episode where we talk about like detoxing or like following people that you want to surround yourself with. You want to surround yourself with people that you would actually surround yourself in real life. Do you want to be around people who are like skinny but always talk about how they want to lose weight and how they're trying this like new diet pill? Like, no, you don't want to hear that, because if they're skinnier than you and saying that they're fat, then you automatically get to think like, then what is she gonna think of me? Does she think that I'm huge and like fat and disgusting too? And you're just gonna have really low self-esteem. Like, it's unavoidable, especially if you're a teenager. But it helps when you're actively looking and making sure that you're surrounding yourself with people who are happy to be who they are, and they don't feel the need to lose weight because other people around them are tiny.
Mm-hmm. And thankfully now there's a lot of different websites that don't use crazy skinny models or advertise through like famous people. There's just like normal people out there doing those kinds of businesses. So that's a great way to be more confident and support someone that is not doing it to become like the next skinny perfect model, you know?
Yep.
Well, that was a little rant.
Yep. I don't know. Just fashion in America in general doesn't really exist. Like, people don't really care about fashion. Very small percentage does. If you come, you'll realize people are just wearing shirt, like a t-shirt, shorts, flip-flop. It's done. But in Korea, I feel like people are more fashionable here. So even if it's not my style, I would always see people on the subway and be like, ooh, she's looking good.
I feel like sometimes it's needed though. Like, sometimes you need to step outside of your home and realize that people are actually putting an effort into their appearance. Because if you live like with the whatever mindset for 365 days, it's really easy to be like, it's easy to really not care at all. And sometimes you should care a little bit, or you're gonna forget how to dress yourself.
Sure. Let's talk about the different types of summer vacation, because I feel like they're a little bit different too. And this has to do with another standard. In Korea, I feel like many summer vacation, like summer plans that people have, are indoors. Or when they go on vacation, it's not to like be outdoors. But in the States, every summer vacation plan is like they plan it so that they can be outdoors and enjoy the sun. But in Korea, it's not that way, because here we have the standard of like, we have to stay as pale. We have to stay away from the sun because it's bad for you. It's going to make you age. It's going to give you cancer, which is true. But, or they just have that opinion, like a very strong opinion that sun is not good for you.
Yeah, all I could think of is like the hokkangsu trend, which is where you go to a hotel just to strictly be at a hotel and to enjoy like the comfy bed, the nice amenities, relax, stay in your robe, or do a little like pool moment, but it's mostly to relax and stay at a very fancy hotel with your friends and family. I feel like that's a very popular vacation option.
Yeah, and families with younger kids would like go to the riverside.
It's like streams.
Yeah,
not quite rivers, because they're very like, it's not dangerous, like it's just a little stream through the mountains, and it would be very like shaded and cool.
Yeah,
and families would like go camping, or
so like go play by the water. So that's a popular type of vacation. And I mean, a lot of people go to the beach, but it's so common for you to see people wearing rash guards and like linen shirts and pants. So they're just going for the whole beach vibe and just like sit by the beach and relax and watch their kids play in the water. But in the States, it's like, if you are going on vacation during the summer, you are going to tan. Like, that is a lot of people's purpose. You want to be tan. You want to be in the sun as much as you can. You want to be outdoors. You want to be playing beach volleyball. You want to be in the water. You want to be by the lake, on a boat, jet skiing, surfing, boogie boarding, skateboarding, I don't know, you want to be by the park. So I feel like this is a really, really big difference, that just people want to be tan. And I feel like that is a pretty toxic, like, standard as well, because too much sun is not good for you. So there's never that middle in here. Like, one country wants to be pale and avoid the sun completely, and one country just wants to be tan. People just want to get something they can't have, or like, just live with what you got, everyone.
Okay, I'm having an aha moment, because I'm again stuck in the middle of those two things. Like, I know what it's like to feel tan, and I know that people look better with a tan. You're just like glowy. You smell like the beach after a long day swimming and tanning and eating good food. But then I also get a lot of freckles. So I've been told my whole life that I have to put on sunscreen every couple hours. I can't have my face in the sun, or I'll get freckles, you know. And my Asian Korean mom despises freckles and tells me like it's so bad for your skin and you're gonna have to get them removed, because like if you get too many, then that's not good. So I'm again stuck in the middle, and I can't tell you which one is right or wrong, but I'm just saying the summers are very different in terms of like vacationing and the priorities.
Standard of beauty is so different everywhere though. It's so crazy. Freckles. I grew up thinking that freckles were like a horrible thing, because in Asia, that's just like not, it's a no-no. I grew up thinking that that was like the worst thing you could get. Naturally, I don't really tan. Like, I am very easily swayed by like what's in trend or like what people think is like good, because I'm still a teenager, and like whenever I get on Instagram or whenever I get on a platform with a lot of teenagers, it's so easy for me to want to get tan because everyone is tanning and everyone's feeling confident and like just promoting that being tan is what's going to make you happy and attractive. So whenever I see stuff like that, I want to be like, oh, I want to go tan. I want to be tan. But then when I go outside to tan, I don't tan. I get freckles and I burn. But then freckles are bad according to the Asian standard. But then people say that freckles are beautiful here and are beautiful in the States. So I'm like, oh, okay. I don't know. Like, I don't know how to feel about anything. And this is also just like, you shouldn't really have to feel anything about it. You just live with it, and you shouldn't have any opinions about like how tan you are and like how many freckles you have. Yeah, I'm just trying to say that being Korean American and knowing standard of beauty in both places, it's hard for me to decide which side to lean on. I just want to share a story. Like, this is like a mindset that I have, and it's so funny. If I know that I'm going to Korea that summer, I'm going to try to stay as pale as I can because I want to fit in. I want to be pale. I want to fit in here. But if I know that I'm not going to be in Korea, I don't mind getting tan, because if I'm about to be outside just walking around, if I know I'm going to be out and about during the summer, I'm not gonna lather on SPF 70 every 2 hours just to stay pale. I'm just gonna let myself naturally tan because that's just how it works. So yeah, I love standards and I love how it affects me.
But speaking of like beauty standards in different cultures, I feel like this could be a whole another episode, because while you were talking about that, I was thinking about my eyebrows, because when the whole like straight eyebrow was trending in Korea, it's different from America, because here you have to get like very snatched, arched, like defined, thick brows. And I'm just like, so how am I supposed to do my eyebrows? Like, I don't even know how to do them in the first place. And now I'm conflicted because I don't know what I have to do, because I don't want to be like that Asian based like straight eyebrows, because it's not normal here. But then I don't want to force my eyebrows into being like Kylie Jenner's eyebrows when I clearly have an Asian face. So that's just the whole other topic, but I'm just saying,
yeah,
it's kind of bad.
Being Asian American, you kind of just have to stay in the middle to be liked by everyone.
Or even if you're just a Korean person who has taste similar to like an American style, or to be like an American person who has taste in like Asian culture or style. Like, it's so conflicting. And people will easily judge you for trying to do one or the other, but...
And that's how you have an identity crisis. And I just want to say, a minute ago I said that's why as an Asian American you have to stay in the middle, and I said that not to like tell you guys what to do, but I'm just saying that that's how I feel like. But you do whatever the heck you want, because you deserve to. You make the choice. I stay in the middle because I like staying in the middle.
Good for you.
Yeah, I don't have strong opinions about most things, so it makes sense for me to be in the middle and to just like do things depending on my mood. Like, sometimes I'll go for a straighter eyebrow look because I feel like it. Sometimes I'll go for a more snatched eyebrow look because that's what I feel like.
Well, that was a whole episode on my favorite season, summer. Not saying that summer in Korea or summer in the United States is better. It's just a very honest review of what our summers have been like, because again, if we go to Korea, it's usually during the summer, and both experiences have good and bad sides. Like, you can't win. Summer is still my favorite because I'm a summer baby, and I have mild seasonal depression in the winter because I hate being cold.
Also, I'm just gonna say that summer is just superior for me because I don't have to go to school and I hate school. Literally, that's like the biggest reason.
Wait, we should do comment of the week, your favorite season.
Okay.
And why.
Yeah, so if you listened until the very end, make sure to leave us a comment in our newest Instagram post. Comment your favorite season and why it's your favorite season. And maybe every season we can talk about this and like compare and contrast. I think that'd be fun. Like fall, we can talk about back to school and like starting a new semester, whether it's first or second, and like the different types of fashion, different types of, I don't know, mindset, anything. And you guys can give us ideas as well when that time comes around. So thank you for listening to this episode. It was fun talking to you guys all. And we will see you in our next episode. Or we'll talk to you during our next episode. Oh my gosh, I can never get used to this. Bye.
Bye.